they are giving the whole lot of the priests a very bad name. Well, like, before, it was fine, like, you know, if you were late, we say you were at choir or something, like, I used to be in a choir, like, before, the priest would give you a lift home. And you wouldn't think twice of getting into the car, and the priest would never, you wouldn't think twice about the priest. You wouldn't think. But no, if the priest offered you a lift home, you stop and you go, oh, my God. And you could know that priest since you were small. Mm. And that priest is the nicest, like, that priest now could be the nicest man ever. He wouldn't do anything like that. So you just think twice. Like, actually, on the Gay Bond show, I was just thinking about it. There was a priest on, and he was actually talking. But shut up! Hey, stop mocking me. I'm talking, okay? And he came out and he actually said, which I thought was fair enough, out of him that he just given the priest a bad name. But, like, 3 years ago, no, it was fine. But about 6 months ago, when he was in the classroom, a little girl sat on top of his knee. And one thought that ran through his mind was he couldn't wait to get her off his knee. In case the teacher was looking at him, he felt like the whole class was staring down his neck. Yeah. You know what I mean? The priests are getting very paranoid because of it as well. Yeah. It keeps them... I mean, like, it's not fair on the other ones either, like. Yeah. I am not sure.
But when you are small, you know, you run up to a priest. The priest is Holy God, like.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd love to... Ah, Holy God is there. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
A priest wouldn't think twice about sitting on, or a baby wouldn't think twice about sitting on a priest's lap, like.
Because the priest is like someone everybody trusts. Like, everybody knows the priest, and so the priest won't do anything, and he's not a stranger, and he's not anything, like, do you know what I mean? So, like, you